traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. There's one thing I know for sure, that Jesus is the way.
Jesus is
with me this morning. It was requested that I sing this song, so I'm thankful that my Redeemer lives. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, runs to the weary.
love each and every one of you. So good to see you this morning. Let's just praise the Lord and continue the spirit of worship as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because as the song says, and as so many beautiful messages have gone forth already this morning, He is alive. He is risen. The tomb is empty, and God is great in all that we do. Praise the Lord. Again, so good to see y'all. Just go ahead. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service this morning with prayer. Just want to lift the Lord up and just give Him all the honor and glory that He so much deserves in all that we do. You know, as we come to the Lord this morning in prayer, there are a lot of situations still in this world today that going on, you know, through family situations, those that have lost loved ones, those that are that in need of healing or in need of touch or protection. But, you know, God provides.
Amen.
And He has a plan in all that we go through if we put Him first and we turn our life over to Him and let Him be our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Praise God. Right. You know, I just want to say that this morning and how much we love you. It's a special, special day. And I know that as there's busyness going on in this world, but I'm going to ask each and every one, those watching live on our feed this morning, welcome. We miss you. Wish you were here with us. And those that are watching at a later date, we just want to lift the Lord up. We're just going to honor God in all that we do. And also, as we stand together this morning, let's remember those that are in need, those that aren't able to be with us.
Amen.
And if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand.
Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise you this morning. Lord, we want to lift you up, dear Lord. We want to honor you. Lord, we just want to call on you, dear Lord, and let you just minister to each and every one of us this morning, dear Lord. As we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday in your life, dear Lord, we just want to give you all the honor, as we said, dear Lord. May we stand together in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we turn off everything, dear Lord, that's distracting us right now, dear Lord, and just concentrate on you. Dear Lord, as we come to remembrance of this weekend, dear Lord, in this life, dear Lord, that you are present with us at this time and alive and well at the right hand throne of God. Lord, interceding for each and every one of us, dear Lord. And Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for everyone in attendance, those that are watching on the live feed this morning or at a later date. Dear Lord, may they still feel your presence. Lord, may they hear your word and your message. And Lord, we ask you now to accept every song sung, every instrument played, every hand that's raised.
Yes.
Dear Lord, as we worship and honor you this morning. And dear Lord, for all the little ones out in the children's church, dear Lord, we just ask that they, as they grow, and dear Lord, that we'll be an example, dear Lord, that we can set for you, for them. Dear Lord, let your light shine through us, dear Lord. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give him another hand clap. Again, we just love seeing each and every one of you. Yes, ma'am. Busy, busy morning, praise God. And it's a great thing to be, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it good to be alive?
Amen.
And able to worship the Lord this morning. I know some of y'all have already sat down, but if you want to stand with us and sing, you sound so much better when you do. I was making sure we weren't singing something now that they're singing a little later. So I was told the old rugged cross will be okay. So we're going to stand in remembrance. Because He's alive and well. He's not on that cross anymore. Praise God, but we just want to know the sacrifice for you and I. Turn to page 305.
And I love.
be seated if you can. If you get a chance, just turn around and wave at one of your neighbors. Just let them know how much Jesus loves them. Praise God. So like I said, I'll say it again and again. So good to have all y'all with us. Want to recognize all of our visitors. Let's all just give them a hand clap for praise. Just want to thank them for joining us. Praise God. And for those faces that we haven't seen in a while, so good to see you. God's still great and on the throne. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. I don't have any announcements, so we'll go ahead and just get right into it. Praise God. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please, this morning. Yes, Lord.
Oh, he rose to stand.
of blood. Oh, and it sights the blind. It heals the sick. Oh, the lonely it finds. Oh, it has the His precious blood, oh, that gave us life. But in 3 days, He breathed again and rose to stand in my place. So I come to tell you.
Every tear that falls.
the grave and it tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life. But in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he dried every tear that falls.
Every tear that He's alive. He's alive. Forevermore. Hallelujah. That same God who went away is coming back again. Praise God. Praise God. Well, if you love Jesus, give Him a hand clap of praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. We want to welcome you this morning to Resurrection Sunday here at the church where we just love and praise the Lord. If anybody, anywhere, had any doubts that there is a God, amen, just what we have been able to feel thus far, further, amen, drives the point home that we serve a risen Savior. What many of the world deny, what many of the world even try to put down, amen, we know that there is a risen Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And you know what? When He ascended into heaven, He said, I go to prepare a place. Amen. How many is looking for that prepared place that Jesus Christ Himself has gone away and prepared? It is our tradition, and a loving tradition that we've been doing here at First Pentecostal Church for a number of years. In fact, all the years that I've been pastored, even prior to that, the Easter lilies that you see here not only represents Resurrection Sunday, but also they're brought in remembrance of so many of our precious saints who have already gone home to that prepared place. So we're going to ask them to come now. We have a list of names of so many of people who were regular attendees here. Many of them were some of the core members of the church that started this church here in Villarica. So Sister Lori's going to be reading those names. As you see these lilies, it's in remembrance of those who've already gone home to their reward.
Good morning. Fred and Aline Wicks, Theo and Grace Wicks, Brad Newman, Scotty Newman, Philip Newman, Gladys Wheeler, Buford Tidwell, Max and Dorothy Seals, George and Elfie Allen, J.P. and Pearl Seals, Judy Seals Bailey, Jason Springer, Reverend P.C. and Ida Bailey, Charles Allen, Deborah Lynn Allen, J.D. and Lula Bell Watson, Jacob and Jonathan Watson, Linda Peters, Mary Peters, Ken Doty, Juanita Spear, Bill and Ivy Kennedy, James and Doris Nolan, Wayne Adams, Lucille Adams, Roscoe Adams, Mac Bishop, Virginia Marlar, Mark Marlar, James and Myrtle McCoy, Suki McCoy, William Ballard, Diane Ballard, Reverend Joe Morris, Anderson and Annie Bell Pace, Nicholas Scott Pace, Lizzie Morris, Mary Jo Holly, Dewey and Thelma Atkinson, J.W. and Vassie Ward, Stock and Connie Mead Sr., Nia Hennis, Dick Hennis Sr., Julian and Louise Halstead, Lee and Eunice Woodley, Stock Mead, John Fasick, and Vic and Sybil Woodley.
Thank you, Sister Lori. Church, could we pray? Could we stand in a moment of silent prayer in remembrance of so many of our family, our church family, our friends and loved ones who've already gone to the other side? But as that void is still in our heart, how many knows that we're going to have a wonderful time when we get together with them on the other side? Let's have a moment of silent prayer. Can we bow our heads? In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. We want to thank those for all their service. Many of those precious names that were read, as I said, were some of the original members here at the First Pentecostal Church. We thank the Lord so much for what they meant to us, amen, and what they meant to the church. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians as we prepare
to participate in our communion service this morning. From the book of 1 Corinthians, we want to go to the 11th chapter. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's holy word. It's good to see folks we hadn't seen in a while. Good to see each and every one of you. And we welcome you here at First Pentecostal Church. In fact, church, why don't you let them know how much we love them this morning? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We love you. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, beginning with verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your Spirit. We're thankful for your Word, God, and we're thankful for the example that you left for us to carry on the work of the church. Father, we're so thankful that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And Father, let us never, ever forget that, nor take that for granted. And Father, as we prepare to take the cup this morning and take the bread, God, we do so in remembrance of Jesus' broken body and his shed blood, that through his shed blood we might be born again. We're thankful for each and every one that's come this way this morning. We're thankful for those who are viewing on live stream. And we pray, God, that everybody everywhere will recognize that this is Resurrection Sunday. We do, in fact, serve a risen Savior. And for that, we're so thankful. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The Bible tells us that after the supper, that Jesus took the bread and the cup, and he passed it. Then he went with his disciples out into the garden. We find that later on a band of soldiers, some from the court itself, accompanied by Judas, came to the garden, and they took Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to be bound, to be beaten, and finally to be crucified. And amen, Jesus could have, if he so desired, called legions of angels down from heaven to rescue him. But the reason he didn't is because of us sitting here today. The reason that Jesus didn't allow himself to be taken away is because he was that sacrificial lamb for us. And that's the reason we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only did he die on the cross for our sins, but he rose the third day, just as he said. We're going to prepare this morning for communion. This doing is not to eat or drink in the church. It's to do so in celebration and remembrance of Jesus Christ. The little cups that we have this morning are sealed for your protection. They've has the wafer on the very top. There's two seals on it. Just want to take just a few minutes. As you prepare, you'll pull back the very first seal, and there is a little wafer, a dissolving wafer, that you will partake first, which represents the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for us. Then you will take the cup there. There's another seal there. And please, from past experience, don't open it fully. There's a little bit of juice in there, and it will spill out. So just kind of peel it back about halfway. Do so really carefully like that. Then you can sup it out of the front. So if you start pulling it completely, you'll have grape juice probably all over you. So at this time, as they prepare, we would like for them to pass out. You can partake of this if you wish. Everybody's welcome to do so. They're completely sterilized, so there'll be no risk of anything. Thank God for that. Amen. After everyone has received the cup, if you're able, we'd ask you to stand, those of you that are participating. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is, God, to come into your presence this morning. God, to remember the precious Savior, God, who was beaten on our behalf, bruised for our iniquities, and through his shed precious blood, Father, we can be born again. Father, we ask you to bless this as we participate this morning. Bless the bread, bless the cup, God, for the nourishment of our body, and also for the remembrance of the enormous price that Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." So we will partake of the bread at this time. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We will partake of the cup now. And if you'll just kind of push the seal back down, they will collect the containers at this time. Amen. When you deposit your cup, you may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. I love the communion service. What a moving experience it is to remember what Jesus Christ went through. Take you back to a time when he was seated with the disciples sitting around the table. Little did his disciples realize and know what was to befall Jesus. He had warned them, he had told them, he tried to prepare them. But many times they did not realize it until that hour came. But Jesus knew. And Jesus knew that when he passed the cup around and the bread, and all the disciples partook of that, he knew that that was his body that he was going to be given up. And he knew the time that he would pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says he prayed all night long until his sweat became his great drops of blood. Finally, he prayed his flesh under subjection. When he prayed that prayer, said, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." And then you know that the band came and they took him. They stripped him of his clothes. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. And they beat him unmercifully. So many times artists depict three or four little drops of blood on a painting depicting Jesus Christ suffering on the cross, when in fact Bible history tells us that it was almost unrecognizable that he was beaten in such a manner. Not only that, the blood that poured from the wounds on his hands and on his feet, it wasn't just a trickle. But, you know, that precious blood that he shed is our redemption. Thank God that there was a sacrificial lamb. The only one who ever qualified was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. None of the patriarchs before him, Moses, David, after a man after God's own heart, could not qualify. Only Jesus Christ, that perfect sacrificial lamb that the Bible says no guile was found in his mouth. So we thank God for that, and we thank God as we remember what Jesus Christ did. Today, if I was to tell you that that was the end of the story, then it would be a very sad occasion of what happened in the Bible. Not only the horrific beating that he took, the ridicule. He was spit upon. He was called a devil, a Beelzebub. He was called a blasphemer. Yet he carried that cross up the hill of Golgotha, was nailed to that cross. If, in fact, this would have been the end of the story, it would have been a sad time, as we would have our sadness for him, but also our sadness for ourselves, because we would have to measure up exactly to the Old Testament law. But that's not the end of the story. There is a great ending to this story. The story that Jesus Christ died on the cross really just said he gave up the ghost. And he was put in a tomb, a borrowed tomb. But how many knows on the third day? I said on the third day. All heaven rejoiced on the third day. On the third day, the ground began to crack. The sun was darkened. And the veil was rent from the top of the temple to the bottom, signifying that God himself opened up that partition that we can come boldly before the throne of God, before the throne of grace. No longer do we have to go through a priest. How many is thankful that we have access to Jesus Christ today? Amen. On the third day, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And then for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is not here in this tomb. For he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Amen. He's alive today. He's alive today and just as powerful as he ever was. And the good thing about it, church, hold on, because he's coming back again. In like manner, that same Christ that you saw ascending into heaven is coming back for a church. A church that is without spot and without blemish. One that is looking and anticipating the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to ask our music if they would come. We're going to end this service this morning with a song, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. In the last few years, I never thought I'd see what's happening not now, what's transpiring. But you know, I can take comfort in knowing that I don't face it alone. Because he came forth out of that tomb, a risen Savior. Amen. He is alive today. He sent the Comforter in the form of the Holy Ghost that lives within us, that we can depend on each and every day. Not only that, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Folks, I want to remind the church is power-packed, amen? Not because of denomination, not because of the roll book, but because that Jesus Christ is alive and well and abides within this temple, amen? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. Because he lives.
He lives. Come on, tell somebody.
Because He lives,
I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives.
just because he lives.
If you're thankful, give him praise. Hallelujah. Church, thank you this morning for your kind attention. Thank you for the wonderful group of folks that we have this morning. We're so thankful that you come to worship the Lord with us this morning. Just a reminder, we will not be having service tonight. Normally we have a communion service on Resurrection Sunday night, but we decided to incorporate it all this morning. And I think it's been a beautiful, beautiful service. We have felt the presence of the Lord this morning, and He is so great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Our thoughts and prayers to each and every one. I know we all have somebody somewhere, amen, that's suffering from affliction, so we keep them in our prayers, and we pray for you. Have a glorious and blessed Sunday. Spend time with your family, but spend also time in thankful hearts, amen, for what Jesus Christ did. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so very much. God, we're so thankful for each and every person that's come this morning. God, for the beautiful spirit that we feel this morning. God, thank you for the opportunity that we do have, God, to remember Jesus and his mission on the cross. And Father, we're thankful this morning that he is alive and well. And help us to remember that and declare that to the world today, that Jesus is still the answer. Father, I pray for this people. I pray, God, that you would protect them, keep them safe from all harm and danger. Reach out to those who are in need, those who are sick, those who are afflicted. Praying, God, that you would touch them and make a way. And Father, until we meet again, God, until you call us home, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. May God bless you. Have a glorious and wonderful Easter Sunday. Amen. Praise God.